Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to present to some, introduce to others, the CEO and the host of WBSW Internet Talk Radio, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, sometimes called Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the Love Guru. WBSW Internet Talk Radio have listeners and watchers in 21 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
Hello?
Tina, can you hear me?
Now I can. Can
okay.
you hear me?
Let's make this thing. Yeah, I can hear you pretty good.
Okay.
All right, let's make this thing happen tonight. It's been awesome just talking about why are grown women paying for little boys. You know, I know you just called in, but let me introduce. Tina Robinson is the founder, or co-founder, with her sister, twin sister Gina, of Owning My Own Truth. And she has been working hard, putting the boots on the ground. I'm getting some feedback. But I need to talk through this because I know I can hear you through my second unit. So we're glad we have you on tonight, Tina. You did an awesome show last Monday, and it was so good to have you. So we want you to share your thoughts in regards to why are grown women paying for grown men? What's your thoughts on that?
First of all, I would say it's grown male. You know, it's a male figure with a body like a man, but he's not necessarily mature to be considered a grown man. So we'll call him a grown male child. Grown women don't mind paying for that young male because, and this is just my perspective, it's because she won't have any issues. She know what she wants. She know where she want to go. You're saying he doesn't have the money or just don't feel like he has to buy anything or, you know, support her in going out just because. Hello?
Hello, I hear you. Go ahead.
Yes. She just may want to have things her way, so don't mind paying, you know. But a man is not going to allow that. You know, a man wants to make sure his female is provided for, you know. But a grown boy, I think some women may look at it like they're a dependent. They want that young man to depend on her, almost like a mama issue. And, that's pretty much it right there for me.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You know, she shared her thoughts that women don't have a problem truly
Hello?
I'm going to put myself back. I'm muted now. They want to see some results there. Those results is that I'm going to invest in you. It has to be something coming out at the end. I have no problem if that's the choice you make. But make sure if you're investing in that grown man, and if he hadn't been grown, there'll be something that's a return to you as a grown woman. And it's so important. But
usually the biggest return in that woman providing like that is the sex.
Mm-hmm.
A majority
okay.
of the time when the woman is bringing, putting money down on front when she's dealing with a young man, it's because of the, you know, the intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
That's compared
exactly.
to an older man who have health issues. Not all, you know, older men have health issues, but, you know, the younger man is more vigorous and, you know, do a lot more creative things. I talk like I know, huh?
That's all right. That's ideal.
Yeah. But, yeah, that part.
Awesome, awesome. I tell you, and that's a great point that Tina just shared with us, that in a lot of times those individuals, you know, they're looking for somebody who might be compatible, and
mm-hmm.
it may come in a little younger person, but they're also looking for somebody who's ready to be a grown man too.
Right.
Because as I shared those things about the difference between an overgrown boy, a grown male, and a grown man, in some cases a mature man, they're going to be required to do the things that you expect a man to do.
Right.
He has to be able to understand that if we're in an argument, it ain't all about him winning the argument.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the argument being fair. See, too many times when we spend our time keeping score in an argument and forget
mm-hmm.
about what effective communication is all about.
Right.
Effective communication is listening first and talking second.
That's right.
And that's one of the biggest challenges. That's in any relationship. Any healthy relationship have to have communication. And if you don't have that communication, when it's always talking at somebody instead of taking time to talk with that person, your success going to go out the window.
Right. And if I
so
may speak on.
Go ahead.
If I may speak on, when you don't have effective communication and one just speaks against one's feelings or emotions, they talk down to them, that could be one or two things, the way they were raised and reared in how to communicate, and it could be their way of trying to control their individual's mind by not allowing them to have their voice. You know, usually a man, in my perspective, he's more patient. You know, he wants to know how you feel and what you guys could do together to make one another happy. That young, immature male, he wants to be taken care of as a child, but yet treated like a grown man without the grown man's responsibilities. And then that's where it's a lack of communication, because his concept of thinking is just for his gain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he don't see the sun right before him, everything is nice right before him, because he's blinded by everything that he thinks is his, and it's not. You know, have you
That's
ever had right. somebody come over your house and just claim your stuff?
I have, but I've seen it happen.
Family member?
Yep, I've seen it happen.
As you were.
And I tell you, that's a scary thing you have to deal with. When you're dealing with somebody who's not understanding that there's responsibility goes along with what God bless you with. God bless you with a flesh, and you grow through all the adolescence and the infant stage and the childhood stage, adolescence to young adult to adulthood. He bless you with that experience. That's why it's so important that take that experience and use that experience to be the best version of themselves. See, if
right.
you're still stuck if you're still stuck in what happened to you when you was, in essence, as a boy at 18 years old, you're still mad with a lot of people because of the situation. You will not come out of that area of what we call being stuck until you realize that, let me assess myself so I can be a better person. So you have to show that same evidence to a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
You're a grown woman, if you want to say. If you don't, then you're going to fall short.
Right.
And she's going to end up with a overgrown boy, a grown male, or a little boy.
Hmm.
And it's hard for people to tell me that I'm willing to give all I have to a little boy in a grown man body.
Wow.
To me, that's confusing to me. So when we come up with this topic, why are we paying, or why are grown women paying for a grown man, more or less a little boy, because she's paying now, he's not a grown man, he's a little boy. And what we have to realize, boys like you to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
They love for you to spend that money on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I was listening to on Instagram or either TikTok, where a young lady or maturity came on and said, all you young fellas that want you a cougar. And it was talking about, now, this cougar might be, you know, go out and bait your PlayStation. But this grown woman gonna cook you a meal. That's all you're going to get. So you have to make choices that is right. But you have to take that opportunity. As I mentioned earlier in the show, Tina, very early, I said that my mother taught me to cook enough to survive.
Yes.
But she tutored us, showed us what to do. But if I want to be a acceptable cook, I have to go get a training on a chef.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to be a grown man, I have to watch what grown men do. So when I become a grown man, I'll know what to do. So I have to get the tutors from a grown man. So I'm saying to grown women, watch those red flags that pop up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be the one time when they pop up. And sometimes I'm not criticizing people, because some people just don't have an opportunity. But if you 40 years old and been living with your mama for 13 years, I'm just going to leave it there. You can draw any conclusion you want from that.
Yeah.
You can't go ahead on.
Yeah, I was going to say, one thing, if a male or young woman living with their mother at that age, I'm hoping it's to help take care of her, you know, to take care, you know, if they need 24-hour care and don't trust the outside nurse, given the benefit of the doubt, if that if a person 40-plus years old is living with their parents. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, hoping that they're providing care. But I've learned to understand that when we have young men that still have childish behaviors, they feel entitled. They have mama issues. They have parent issues. They have parent issues, and they want to be, they want what they missed from growing up with their parents, but yet they still want to be grown. You know, you want to do grown-up things, but then act like a baby. You act irresponsible. It's just like I was taught, when you go to someone's house, you bring something. If it's a bottle of water, soda, or something, some chips, it's just hospitality, which I love when I go to Georgia. It's like we have events out there. Somebody, they're always bringing gifts, you know. But, you know, back to the young man or young woman having parental issues, it transfer over into their relationship. You know,
exactly.
It's like, yeah, they want to be grown, but then they still want to be cared for like their child, and they don't want to have any major responsibilities, and they start finding excuses. Oh, I don't live here. I shouldn't have to pay. I shouldn't have to do this, or I shouldn't have to do that. But as a man, why wouldn't you? You know what I mean? And that's
just
the way I was brought up, you know, with my father. Thank God I had a good relationship with my parents. But it was just, it's all about respect. Like my mother, she cooked, she had dad's dinner on table every day for 4:30 as long as I lived. I mean, as long as I can remember until he retired. You know, come with structure, you know, but like, you know, we girls, yeah, we're trained to cook full course meals, clean house, everything. But then, you know, we come across these broken spirited individuals that the parents got exposed to that crack epidemic. And that's just my perspective out here. It's like there's so many wounded souls out here that, you know, they want the companionship, but they just don't know their role, or they can't identify with that childlike behavior is coming from. So if even in a relationship, if one sees that, notices that behavior, it's up to the individual, this, you know, to bring it to the attention of the man or the woman and say, hey, you know, what's going on? You know, how can we help you get past this? Does that make sense to you?
That makes a lot of sense. See, we in this all together. Now, the question is, why are we paying, or why are you, meaning grown women, paying for grown men or little boys? It's not to put anybody down. People said something very important. I want you, as a woman or as a man, to listen. She said something. She said she was taught that a grown man will come in the house, especially if he's coming with you, he will offer to serve you. An overgrown boy will go straight to the table and get his food and come. Did you want some? I just want y'all to watch that. I want y'all to just notice that. That can tell you. See, all these things come to light if you'll do some observing. And the thing about when you have to pay for that grown man just to baby fuss, I'm not saying we can't help each other, because we all going to have some challenging times in our life financially. But if you got to pay for everything all the time, he's not willing to be. Tina says something about excuses. See, a grown man don't make excuses because he don't have a job. You know what what he do as a grown man? He take responsibility for those actions by going out and developing. It might be something simple like resume. It might be something simple about who you know. All these things that sometimes we don't count, we discount it, and it's needed to put you in the right place. So we have to keep in mind, once we can identify the overgrown boy or grown male, because there's a difference. You have an overgrown boy. You got a man stuck in a boy stuck in a man body. An overgrown boy. An overgrown male is somebody who may have reached that point, but he still hit a snag that he hadn't been able to overcome. It might have been when he was 18 years old. Something happened that he's still living like he's 18 years old. See, a grown man understands all those responsibilities, understand that he's going to be fair. He understands truly that I'm going to provide and I'm going to protect. If you're not understanding that, all the things I read about what a grown man should do, and you don't have anybody doing that for you as a grown man, and he's still an overgrown boy, I can't tell you what to do. But I'm going to say something that we always said on this show. You know, when people show themselves, believe what you see. And this is my suggestion. Run as fast as you can, because I'm going to tell you, when you start saying, I'm going to give that person the benefit of the doubt, they know they got you. You know what they're going to do? They're going to keep maneuvering. and they always want to argue with you.
Mm-hmm.
They always want to, you know, leave you questioning what they're doing. They always truly feel like they can depreciate you and humiliate you. I'm going to tell you, don't let anybody depreciate your value. Don't let anybody hurt you. If you can, if you can control or humiliate you, when they show you that early, that's an indication.
Mm-hmm.
They're a grown male or overgrown boy.
Yes,
Tina, you can share your thoughts right there.
I think, you know, not being accountable as mature adults, you know, again, it does stem from some type of childhood trauma. And, you know, if you're fortunate enough to have somebody that will kind of cater to you but also help you figure out, you know, what it is to be a man. Maybe some of these young boys that think they're men was never taught. So if you get a genuine person in your life, they'll tell you, hey, you know, maybe you should, you know, I suggest you do this. I suggest you do that. Not telling them what to do, but just, you know, giving them options on, you know, what is your presentation or what is your purpose in this relationship? You know, are you looking for a mother figure? Are you seriously trying to have a relationship? Or what are you going to do about it? But and costing in the women and men, you know, costing us, you know, dealing with younger people. It's not even just so much financially; it's mentally as well. You know, because it's like you it's like you look like an adult, you move like an adult, but you sound like a child. So am I crazy? You know, like hold on, let's really try to get some understanding here. But yes, that's pretty much what I have to say. I just communication is everything because, you know, the reality is, our generation has been robbed and stole. Our culture and structure has been stolen. So if we have somebody that we come across in their life, I mean, at least I hope to be a vessel in some kind of way, whomever I'm dealing with, you know, sow seeds of knowledge from experience. And, you know, when we see this, that young woman or that older woman, you know, paying for our, I would say investing in her time and money with somebody, you know, somewhere there is some type of benefit. You know, even it's just like, do you want to take that time to help a young man, a young boy, a young male be a man? Do you have that time? He have that time to teach that young girl or share experience and knowledge with her on what it is to be a woman. Not a perfect woman, not a perfect man, but someone that's not confrontational and abusive.
Exactly. And truly, Tina have shared something very important that we have to keep in mind. Some of these things you can kind of recognize and recognize that some of our boys that are grown men didn't get that preparation. I said that when I gave the example about being a cook. My mom teaches me how to cook, but she can't show me how to be a chef. I have to get tutors on a chef. All of these boys and even grown men or grown males have an opportunity to receive that tutoring. We got to be willing to do that. And my prayer is that through this show that we're able to show some things that are important. When we're talking about and what a real grown man really looks like, what his actions is, it's important we got to understand that these things will help you. And if you would take it and share it with even in your relationships, share it with your sons, share it with your grandchildren, share it with your nieces, I'm sorry, your nephew, and why not with your niece? Because she needs to be able to identify the difference between an overgrown boy and a grown man.
Right.
What's wrong with that? We've got to come together block by block in our community, work with each other to help us be able to be successful. We want to see as many successful married couples stay married, sets of relationships, that may be tailored toward marriage. We want to see this because we really, truly, our young people have to see this. But we have to attack this problem of our overgrown boys attempting to do a grown man job. It is a tough job. It always works to determine what kind of man you're going to be. And then as a boy, you ain't never worked. It's hard to be a man and know what work goes along with being a man. So we have to keep that in mind. Quick, Katina, I want to run through a couple things right quick just to kind of share. When I say what is a real grown man, I just want people to know a grown man, a real grown man, knows that any job, no matter how lowly, is worth doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. It's simply, no matter how, if you're out there and it might not be the $10 an hour, give the best work for $10 an hour. I said something earlier that my dad shared with me when I was 10, 11 years old. He said, son, just remember, the amount of work you do determine what kind of man you're going to be.
Mm.
That's the same thing right here. No matter what I'm doing, do it well.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what a real grown man do. See, you got to always look at, no matter how low it is, you make it as high as you want it to be.
Yeah.
The only time you allow it to continue to be low, because you know why? Because you let somebody else determine.
Yeah.
You let somebody else determine. And I'm getting a message from one of the listeners about why is the echo. The echo, I'm going to tell you, the echo has to do with we're trying to get this connection done and make sure our co-host is heard because he was having struggles earlier. So I kind of have a second phone on to make sure that gets through. So that's why we got the echo. All right. Tina, just a couple other things, and we'll be through with this. I want to also run down some characteristics of a mature man. See, every time our traits, when they talk about a mature man, they always talk about, okay, he's about 6 or 7 or 8 years old. Yes, a mature man means that he has experienced things, but it doesn't make him the mature man that we think he is unless he uses experience.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's one thing we have to keep in mind, that he uses experience.
Yeah.
See, there's many things goes along with being a mature man, and you learn it as time goes through. You also can remember there's young folks, and I say young men, that have old souls.
Yeah.
And some of the things indicate is that they listen to advice of others. Started out at 10 years old for me. They mind your manners, meaning that we got manners, respect. Making sure we're able to do that. Find our manners. Stand up for what your belief. See, that's what a mature man. So hold up, it ain't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure we get it right. He's patient with love. See, a mature man is patient with love. See, love is, if we give the definition on a love cafe, love is patience. Love is kindness. So a mature man is patient with love. He ain't thinking that I got to get it done right now. It's going to take work. See, when you're trying to get it done right now, you don't want to put the work in. A mature man is not selfish. Okay? He don't mind sharing. He's going to have you out there buying everything, paying for him. He'll be willing to pay for himself and also pay for you, but he's willing that you're in a team, you're working together. He's not selfish. He's consistent. One of the things that Minister Denise Stephanie says, and you know, behind the mass ministry, She want a man to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Be consistent. Consistency is important. He's willing to exercise, keep himself in his health and his well-being in the best shapes as possible. And one of the last things, Tim, and you can share your thoughts after this, be humble. A mature man is humble. You understand, I'm not blaming everybody else. I know where I am and where I managed to get here. That comes from experience. Comes from accepting the training that you received earlier in life, even then you realize whether it was training or not. Think about that. I want to give a shout out to a couple of new listeners. That's Jacqueline Davidson. Thank you, Jackie. Jacqueline from McKenzie, one down where I first started my career in education down in McKenzie. And the Queen, Minister Lewis, the host of the Shannon Show. Thank you so much for each and every one of you all joining us. We also have the we have WBA 11 Mom. We also have the Mississippi Gulf Coast Sigma, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. We have Sigma Polo 17 joining us, a Phi Beta Sigma. All right, Tina, we're about to wrap it up. You want to share some last thoughts on why are we paying a grown woman paying for grown men or sometimes little boys?
Yeah, I still have you. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just wrapping it up. And again, with, you know, women paying for dealing with younger guys, you know, it does come at a cost both financially and mentally, emotionally. If that young man isn't willing to continue to mature in a relationship, you know, my takeaway of female-male encounters is that you learn from one another and you grow together. But that woman that's willing to invest in her time and in her supporting that young man, she may feel like she just wants to have a project. Or, it's easier for her to know what she's willing to invest. You know, so it's like there's so many different views you can look at it when a woman is paying for a younger man. There's so many different views. But most of all, that woman must be confident in who she is and what she has. One may say she may be insecure, but, again, you have to look at the coin on both sides. You know, she has a young man, bigger, energetic, and if he's willing, while she's investing in him to continue to grow and support each other, it could be, you know, a successful association or it's just a business project. So, you know, you just look at both sides of the coin and you got to hear, you know, both sides of the story. And with that, I'll pass you back the mic.
Thank you so much, Tina. It's been awesome having you on. And truly, truly give a shout-out to Cecilia Jackson joining us as well. Thank you for taking time. But I'm telling you, truly ask yourself, why are you paying for a grown man? And I don't mean that you don't mind sharing, but just paying the total bill of life. Why are you doing that? It's been awesome. And for Tina to join us tonight, thank you so much, Tina Robinson, the lady that put the boots on the ground. I don't want her to keep on doing that because she's making a difference out in Oakland, California, as well as Atlanta, Georgia. They're making things happen. We truly, truly thank you so much, Tina, for joining us. Yes, we had a little echo, but we still work on this sound. We're going to make it work, but we're going to make sure we get all of this taken care of. But thank you so much. It is truly good to have a chance to talk about relationship.
Thank you so much.
Last
I'm going to jump off
words.
Now. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so
off.
Much, Tina.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Okay. All right. As we get ready to close, truly, truly, I want you to take an opportunity to kind of think about that question. why are you, as a grown woman, paying for grown men? I didn't say take somebody out, but constantly you're paying, and you want to allow this person to be responsible enough. You're keeping him as an overgrown boy. The goal is to let him be a grown man, and it's a lot of requirements that he needs to be invest in, and a lot of things he needs to do so he can be a grown man. I'm going to run through those right quick, and we're going to wrap it up. We've gone 2 minutes over the time. Just remember, a grown man are clear about their intention. A grown man take responsibility for his actions. A grown man wants to be fair. See, a grown man praise your accomplishment and are not threatened by your achievement. A grown man want to talk it out. A grown man wants to keep the conversation, your talks, privately, not in the open. A grown man have an open mind toward learning. A grown man want to make one woman happy, not 100. With that, we're going to sign off with WBSW Radio, Internet Talk Radio, truly, truly, the Dr. Lowe Show. We want to share a couple things as we close out. We truly want you to keep in mind that God has blessed us with an awesome opportunity to be the best we can be, the best version of ourselves. So I'm going to do that because I'm taking advantage, because as I shared on my earlier show, it's all about preparing, planning, and having a purpose. That's how you, as an overgrown boy, grown male, can be a grown man or a mature man. Truly, I love you. It's from my heart. Hashtag, make it do what it do. Hashtag, keep on grinding. Hashtag, communicate for understanding effectively. It's a mindset. Hashtag, responsible. And we'll be coming back on Thursday, the Love Cafe, at 6 o'clock. We're going to make it do what it do. God has been so good. He has blessed us one more time. So you have an awesome rest of the night, as well as Wednesday. And we'll come back Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to make it do what it do. And as I close out, I want to say this because it's coming truly from my heart. And I say it emphatically. I love you. Ain't a thing you can do about it.